David, it's almost as if this universe is alive, almost like it has a brain to itself.
I know, it really is. And I think, you know, the more we look at it in detail, and we are starting to look at it in detail now, we're just seeing that the building blocks are there everywhere, you know. We don't have the ability yet to look at Earth-sized planets, and that's going to be the exciting thing over the next 10 to 15 years. You know, when we can start to look at worlds the same size as our own and start to analyze their light and look for signatures of life. And then I think we're going to find then that life is just blossoming everywhere. I really do believe that. As you know, one of my books was titled Life Everywhere, so it gives you a clue to where my thinking is going.
I'm going to have you guess on this one, but what do you think? How many planets might there be out there?
Well, I'm very optimistic. I think there's probably at least as many planets as there are stars, you know, and there's 100 billion stars in our galaxy, and probably as many galaxies. So, you know, get out your calculator and multiply 100 billion times 100 billion, and I think that gives you some idea of how many planets there are in the universe. And that may be a low estimate. You know.
So if the formation then is the same and planets are developing the same, the odds are that you're going to get a lot of planets that are Earth-like close to their star.
Yeah, you've got to put some limits on it because some stars aren't going to be suitable for life. You know, very, very bright, luminous stars, for example, would probably produce too much strong radiation, and they don't live very long. I mean, they run through their lifespan in probably a few million to tens of millions of years. So they don't survive long enough for life to really develop to an advanced stage. And then at the other end, you've got really small stars like red dwarfs, and it's not clear whether they can support life or not. We simply don't know. They might be able to. But if we limit ourselves to sun-like stars, we're still talking about, you know, around about 1% of the stellar population. It's still a huge number.
Oh, and it's endless. Apparently, it never stops, does it?
The formation of stars?
Yes.
Is ongoing, that's right. I mean, this planet that's been discovered recently is going around a star that's only a million years old itself. So obviously the planet has to be younger than that. But we're seeing this continuous recycling of material. And the chances for life increasing all the time as we get more and more complicated materials and heavier elements in the galaxy.
Let's assume for a moment that there is life out there, and it is more advanced than ours, David. Perhaps they were around a billion years more than we were, or even a million years longer than we were.
Yeah.
Would they have found us the way we're finding these other planets?
Oh, we're going to have the ability within 20 years to single out Earth-like planets and look for signs of life. If you move forward even 1,000 years, I think you're going to be able to do astonishing things and really be able to detect signs of actually what kind of life there is on a world, not just whether there's life there. But
you mean from this planet we'd be able to do that?
Yeah, we'll be able to do that within a couple of decades. We'll be able to look for example, chlorophyll, which would give away plant life. We'll be able to look for oxygen in the atmospheres of these worlds, which would probably tell us that there's life there. And eventually even be able to look for things like industrial pollutants in the atmosphere.
Oh my gosh, so if you see that, then you know there's people
there.
Yeah,
exactly. And then you can start sending your messages and your probes and try to make contact, you know.
Well, it would change SETI's whole mission, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, SETI's moving a lot closer to astrobiology as it is. I mean, they're feeding off this new science now. They're using it to target particular stars that are suitable for life, you know, so they're going to make good progress as well out of all of this.
Do you believe in life out there, David?
I think there's a tremendous amount of life out there. A lot of it's going to be microbial. You know, inevitably you're going to find that the low-end stuff is more common than the high-end stuff. That's just the way things go, you know. But I think that we're going to find that intelligent life is fairly common as well.